Oh my, another synth track?
Another synth track.
All you do is synth tracks?
Not really, I've done a lot of others.
Is this fantasy? Can it be real for you and me? Who can see? Is this just fanciful or tangible? Is this just fantasy? How can it be?
Zinni's still a dreamer, no, I won't let up. How you gonna ascend if you don't get up? Fight the power, this night is ours. Set ourselves free, leave plight to cowards. They wanna hate us cause they're insecure. Cause we ended first and they finished worst. Mad cause we blew past while you're limping by. Shitting on your simplified pimp disguise. Knock them out, ain't inviters as the pin just glides. Have them seeing all white college gentrified. Leave you laying for the culture vultures to pick at. Left the irony as they indulge on your knickknacks. Sit back, if you're bringing that energy, release my energy as your penalty. Take you out your fake reality. Sub-zero flows fatality.
Is this fantasy? Can it be real for you and me? Who can see? Is this just fanciful or tangible? Is this just fantasy? How can it be?
How you living? Are you living it right? Is it really light if you were given the light? You never had to earn a single thing in your life. Daddy had your back when you were swinging your knife. You was a trust fund baby with the glove on your lap. But still you acted like you had your load at the trap. You were always thinking you were knowing the best. And writing off the rest as if we're showing you less. Living in your own world, but we're idealists. Say we don't get it, but you can't quite feel this. Your team's useless, my dream's lucid. I control me while you seem stupid. You're so concerned with material, but all that fades, it's empirical. My music live forever, I will slay demons. Try until I die, I'ma stay dreaming.
Is this fantasy? Can it be real for you and me? Who can see? Is this just fanciful or tangible? Is this just fantasy?
Is this just fantasy? That's up to you, really. You're just saying it's I guess that means it's fantasy. I'm saying it's your choice. Okay, so now you're saying it's not fantasy. No, I'm saying it's up to you.
But yeah, so I'm gonna jump into it like I always do.
I guess it's fantasy. Make it real.
It's just fantasy. Can it be real for you and me?
For gas.
Who can
on the street
see?
Next to the gas station, like blocking the turn. And I'm just like,
is this just
I know y'all aren't like marketing majors, you know. I'm guessing you don't have like a master's in marketing or anything, but this is not exactly the best business proposition for you to be annoyingly like locking down the entire turning lane, keeping people from being able to turn. And asking for gas money when you're literally at a gas station. Like, you made it to the gas station. You made it that far. It's just odd. It was I guess I get the logic. It's like, oh, let's like block it off so people have to stop. But it's like, I'm not going to be too enthusiastic about giving anyone money who's fucking blocking the turning lane like that. Because when I saw that, I'm just like, no. Like, I'm not giving you money. I got a little cash. Fuck no. Like, get out the way. I was going to try not to curse. I forgot. Sorry, that was probably annoying on the mic. But, you know, what can you do? I'm recording this at a different time. I had a lot of technical difficulties last night. It was actually really annoying. Like, I was trying to record this for like an hour and a half, and it just kept freezing up very annoyingly, you know? So... you're getting it at a different time, a different place than normal, and you're just going to have to deal with that. There's nothing I could do. Another interesting sight that I saw this week was I seen a Prego chick with a big belly with tats on it. And all I'm thinking is, like, that's going to be interesting, like, to see how those tats look after, because the tats look fresh. So, I mean, part of me was like, oh yeah, she had to have gotten those done while she was pregnant. You know, I mean, there's no way nobody would do that. Well, I mean, maybe early on, you know, like if she didn't know she was pregnant yet, but I'm like, those tats look too fresh and they're going to look totally different. They like covered her belly. And for some reason she had her belly out, which was interesting too, in the first place. Cause she had to be at least 7 months pregnant. Like she had a big old preggo belly and she's just walking down the street with like body tats. It was interesting. I ain't seen that before. I'm sure it's existed before. I'm sure that's not the first time, but yeah, it was like, she had like chola tats, like chola style faces and stuff on her. And I was like, huh? And the tattoos look good. They were quality tattoos and it was a pretty girl. It's just an interesting, you know, I guess you don't think about that. Maybe it was an unplanned pregnancy, but it was just interesting to think of like, how different are those tats going to look after that baby comes out, you know? And it looked like it could have been twins. She had like a big old belly and she was a small girl too. Like the rest of her is small, but she just had like big old, like, you know, Raphael Raven King DDD belly. Just, yeah, it was pretty wild. So Spotify Wrapped. Obviously that came out this week. I have the Podcasters Wrapped and the Music Wrapped. The Music Wrapped was a bit disappointing. It's kind of funny because I actually got a bunch of momentum at the end of the year. There's like a bunch of y'all listening right now, and like I got, you know, thousands of plays like right at the end of the year. And none of that shows up. So it looks like I had a worse year than I did, you know, like most of my plays came in like the last month because I was really getting out there and pushing it, you know, and the rest of the year, I didn't do that as much. So it's just kind of funny in retrospect how that happened. Like I could have had a way better year if I would have been more focused early on. Not that I wasn't, but I mean, I think I kind of just like, I got a little disillusioned with the music industry and I was just like, oh, I'm not going to promote it. And then I went heavy at it and it did well, like when I actually tried. So I didn't really put out much music so far this year so far because I'm still pushing to get some out, but put out a couple singles, but it was funny. Like the most played track on Spotify at least was, what's it called? Welcome to the Chamber, the first track off of Chamber Zero. So that was interesting. Yeah, interesting stat. The podcast, the Godcast, actually did pretty well. It was in the like top 25%, like most played, so on Spotify. So that's pretty good, actually, because Spotify is not even like, that only accounts for, I think it's like less than a third of my overall podcast plays. So that means it's doing better in other places too. So that's good, honestly. I mean, last year we were in like the top 3%. No, that was the most shared, which doesn't necessarily mean the most played. So yeah, I guess it's doing well. It just doesn't feel like it sometimes. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it. You know, yeah, it was a wake up call for me to do better though with the music. It was just like, man, you didn't push. You didn't push this year, because last year I did pretty good numbers. I did way better numbers, at least on that. It was probably a pretty similar year. Probably did a little better last year, but it was more similar than it looked. Like, it didn't look so great. You know, I only had like, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the exact number, but I want to say it was like the first, like, what, 9 months of the year. It was only like 5,000-6,000 listeners. And then I think I got double that in like the last month, which is still not amazing, but like, it's kind of funny. Like there'd be days where I'd have like thousands of listeners. So no, it might even be more than that. And it was only recently. So none of that shows up. So it just looked bad. I'm just like, oh man. But I knew the reality. I knew that like most of my plays came recently, so I wasn't like broken up about it, but I was like, yeah, probably should push more, you know, because I want to grow, obviously, and just the music deserves to be heard by more people. What if I told you though that a lot of your favorite artists have bot listeners? What if I told you that? Because it's very obvious. It's kind of funny because people talk about me like that. It's like, for one, I don't even have the power or money to really inflate my numbers with bots. I don't see the point because bots can't show up to shows. Bots can't buy merch. I said it before, I'll say it again. It doesn't make any sense. Like, as somebody that's building a fan base, if they can't show up, like, there's no point to me other than just like to have the look like there's more people listening so I can flex on you. Like, I don't care. I don't care about that. I'm not just out here trying to flex on you. Like, who are you for me to be flexing on? Who are you? But yeah. And sorry, this episode is going to be late. Obviously, I'm recording it the day that I release them normally. So I tried. It got to be like 10 at night. And I was like, I'm not going to sacrifice sleep for the sake of, like, I don't think y'all care too much if it's out like right at midnight, you know? And I'm like, what's the point? I'm have a better show if I record today. So it made total sense to me. But anyway, yeah, like the bot listeners, good example, Billie Eilish. It's a silly way to mess her name up. She had about 64 million monthly listeners on Spotify. I know a girl that's a big Billie Eilish fan. Actually, I think I mentioned it very recently that she forced me to listen to this Billie Eilish album that I did not want to listen to. And so I actually, thinking about this, I probably was part of Billie Eilish history because this girl is in the top 3% of Billie Eilish listeners. And she only played her for 487 minutes and she's in the top 3%. Now you do the math, 64 million people listening to Billie Eilish just on Spotify, but listening to 487 minutes worth of Billie Eilish puts you in the top 3%. I found that odd because I was looking at Billie Eilish has two albums, right? And like, I don't remember the exact length. I think one of them is longer than 48 minutes and one of them is like around that or whatever. But anyway, like, so that's the equivalent of playing one of those albums, just one of the albums, 10 times in a whole year. So let's say you played each five times, you would hit that number of 487 minutes. And I'm like, that's not even a lot. Like, you could listen, you know, that would mean you only listen to her like consistently like 10 days of the year. And that's weird that like with that many listeners that you'd hit the top. So that kind of showed me, and obviously I don't have like a crazy amount of evidence, but that's like, oh, so she's one of the many like big acts that have like these bot listeners. Cause a bot listener, they'll listen to one song and it'll be, you know, you'll have, I don't know, thousands, millions of these bot listeners, but they're only listening to like a handful of tracks. So it greatly inflates the numbers. In her case, I'm sure she has millions of bot listeners. I know I've had bot listeners. I end up on these playlists and it's like, what is this? And then you look at it and it's like, okay, I just got 1,000 plays in Helsinki, Finland. And like, it's like out of nowhere and it's on some weird playlist that doesn't, you know, maybe it's real, but if I had to guess, I think it's probably like it's bots, you know, it's like AI or something like, or like sometimes what happens is you get put on a playlist at a store, like, or that someone plays in a store. And so you're getting these plays, but it's like, yeah, I guess technically people are hearing your music, but they're not actively like listening to it. Maybe that's actually better though than one person listening to it. Cause I get a bunch of Shazams where I'll see like, I don't know, like some random city in Nigeria, 100 people Shazam my song in a day. And I'm like, it's gotta be playing on the radio or something. Cause that's a lot. That's a high amount of people. For a song to play one time and 100 people in one city to be like looking it up, that seems like it played at like, I doubt even a club. That would be a lot. Cause that, here's the thing, you're not gonna see, like, let's say there's a couple hundred people in the club. There's not gonna be like a third of them that are like, huh, let me Shazam this song. Like, that's not gonna happen. It's gonna be like, you know, whatever, 10% of the people or whatever. So it's got to be like a radio station. And who Shazam stuff off a radio station? You hear it. Maybe you don't even catch it in time. Maybe you tune in and you hear like 30 seconds of it. You're still deciding if you like it. By the time you decide, it's like, oh, I should have Shazammed that. But anyway, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, it must be on the radio or something. Like, you don't, and you don't really know that. I don't know that. I mean, I get paid if they're playing me, but I don't know, like, for the most part. I guess I might not get paid if it's just on the radio, but that's, you know, it's kind of worth it to get the plays when you see stuff like that. So, yeah. I don't know. What if I told you that? Billie Eilish numbers looking weird. I know I got some bots. I know I have bots following me. But when people act like I paid for my followers, I didn't. Like, I didn't pay for my followers on Instagram. I didn't pay for them. I'll be totally honest with you. I did inflate my TikTok followers because I wanted to be able to do the live on there. I haven't really done it too much. I should do it more. But I was like close to 1,000. And I was like, okay, let me try one of these promo things. And I don't know. They might be legit. They might not. But so these people advertise them being legit. You don't really know. I think they're not real, if I had to guess. Because they're not engaging and shit like that. So it makes me think that it's not real. But yeah. But I have not paid for Instagram followers. And that's the big one. That's the one where I have the most followers by far. So when people say that, it's silly. I've done promos, you know, I've been posted by pages. I've actually paid for promotion through Instagram a couple of times. Nothing crazy. But yeah, that's like how I got my followers. Like I'll get like, you know, hundreds of followers at once just off of like some page posting me. If you wanted to know, if you're curious about how I actually built the following, because a lot of y'all just, not a lot of y'all, but the haters out there. It's like, oh, you paid for your followers. Like, I don't see the point in that. Honestly, it's just silly to me. It's like, what's really silly is the people that diss people for paying for verification. And I'm like, if you're running a business, it makes sense to have it verified, for one. I have noticed that since I got verified, like, my comments are at the top and stuff like that. Or, like, they're seen by more people. It makes sense. It's like you're running through less filters. I do get in more trouble, so there is that whole thing. Oh, actually, I forgot. One of my violations fell off recently. Unfortunately, I got like at least one new one, maybe two. I don't remember. I'm always getting in trouble on there. I'm just going to start like I have accounts that aren't burner accounts, but they're accounts that I built for other stuff and like didn't plan on like I didn't use them. I didn't really use them. So they're just sitting there. I have those accounts and I'm like, huh, that's probably the smarter way to clap back at people because you don't get in trouble when you have, when you're irrelevant, you don't get in trouble. That's the funny thing. When y'all try to diss me, like, oh, you're irrelevant. You pay for verification. You paid for followers, you know, whatever. But yet I get in trouble if I say something mild because I am relevant because they're worried about me having that influence. Y'all are irrelevant, so you can talk trash about my 10-year-old daughter and nothing happens to you. Like, I've reported comments like that. They don't do anything. They don't care. It's an interesting social experiment because when I defend my daughter and, like, make fun of you, I get in trouble. But when you make fun of a 10-year-old, an innocent 10-year-old who had nothing to do with the situation, you get to skate. You don't get in trouble. I get like threatened to get my account taken down for saying that you're acting like a bitch. It's like, oh, God forbid I say you're acting like a bitch when you're fucking insulting someone's kids. That's just a fucking inexcusable thing to do. And we need to get this account taken down. Just silly stuff like that where it's like, what? Who's running this shit show? I don't know. I don't know who's actually running Instagram on the day-to-day. Because I don't think Zuck is sitting there scrolling through comments and being like, damn, he really roasted them for this. This is uncalled for. But yeah, it's funny, man. Y'all think numbers equal success. It's all smoke and mirrors. You can just buy your spot, literally. You got millions, billions of dollars. You can fucking buy your spot. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I used to think that. I used to be like, everybody, like when you first, because like when a movie's a hit, I guess it's a little different. Even then, there is an element of that. There's always nepotism. There's always favoritism. There's always like, the studios wanting you to see certain movies, the Brotherhood of Hollywood wanting you to see certain movies more than others. There's always an element, but music is just, they got the game all fucked up. They let absolute trash like ascend to the top, and it's just wild. You don't really see that in movies. You'll see mediocre movies, but there's not generally like terrible movies that like make a bunch of money, you know? Normally when movies are terrible, they don't do that well. And I know y'all will say, like, the Marvel fans will be like, oh, the Marvels was terrible. It's like, come on. It's okay. It's not terrible. There's a lot worse. There's a lot better. It's an okay movie, you know? It's not terrible. Nerds always exaggerate that shit when they don't, when something isn't made exactly the way that they think it should be made, and they're like, part of that fan base, it's like, oh, it's terrible. It's like, it's not terrible. Like the Star Wars movies people do that with. It's like, I don't know if there is an actual terrible Star Wars movies. There's some that are just not very good, or like average science fiction movies, average fantasy movies, and are basically propelled by their Star Wars name. To be fair, I haven't seen episode 9. Maybe that one really sucks. I don't know. I've heard that from some. I've heard from some that it's good. I don't know. If I had to guess, it's probably like somewhere in the middle of like what people say. It's usually how it is, you know. But yeah, so I watched a lot of movies this week. I don't know how long this is going to take. I wrote plenty of topics, but I watched a lot of movies, like more than usual. Some in theaters, some not. And I'm going to do the not in theaters ones first, and then I'll do the in theaters ones. So first, I saw the 1987 version of Hellraiser, and that movie started well. It really did. I think it was overall a good, solid horror movie. I give it a 7 out of 11 Zeus slaps, God. And as I'm watching it, it starts well, and at the end, they started using all these effects. Like, that's going to be a common theme in some of these. Like, these 80s movies using the effects. It's like, oh yeah, we got to put in these shitty effects right at the end. Let's just fuck the movie up. I mean, the effects were dated throughout the movie. But when they started, like, going into the magic effects, where it just looks like... It looks so bad. It looks like Microsoft Paint, like some of the magic effects in there. And yeah, it was like right at the end. And I think I had it in my head. It was like, this might be like an 8. And then the last like 20 minutes or so, it kind of, it started to crash and burn. And then it ended decently. So I give it a 7 out of 11 Zeus Slaps God. Another one I watched, a highly influential one, was Black Christmas. That was a little better, I would say. The thing now is that so many movies have copied that movie, including the original Halloween, is clearly heavily influenced by Black Christmas. So many movies have copied that movie now that it took a little bit of the luster off of it, and like the acting is spotty in parts. But what's interesting, watching both those movies, they feel more artistic than a lot of modern horror movies that really are just like, as much as I love like a movie like Terrifier 2, I guess there is an element of like Terrifier 2 actually is fairly artistic. It's just that I think the problem with Terrifier 2 is just the acting. There's some bad acting in there. For how solid of a movie it is, there's bad acting in there. And then the story maybe isn't fully coherent, you know. But like, the Art the Clown is an amazing villain, and the final girl had a great performance. Some the kids not so much. The fucking mom in there was terrible. Terrifier 2. It was like her acting was so bad. Like she was worse than the little boy that was in there, Sienna's brother. And he wasn't even good. You know, he was bad, but the mom was terrible in there. But anyway, I like Terrifier 2, though. I think it's the ultimate slasher. And Black Christmas, I think, was influential to that movie. A good Black Christmas, a 7.5 Zeus Slaps, God. It was highly influential. You could see it when you watch it. It's like, oh, yeah, this is a cool concept. Simple but effective. Creepy. And, yeah, it just made sense. Like, I think some movies have done that better since then. Like Halloween, I think, is better, for example. Better acting and stuff overall. And just kind of a better version of Black Christmas, including like the first person sequence or, yeah, you know, that stuff. That was like one of the clear influences, you know, and just kind of everything taking place in one house and it being, you know, having kids as the focus and taking place on a holiday with Halloween, like all of that. It seemed very influenced by Black Christmas. Black Christmas is good. I recommend it. I saw both of these on Tubi. All the movies that I saw were on Tubi, other than the movies that were in theaters. So I also watched, that was the 1974 Black Christmas, by the way. I also watched the 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original movie. I had never seen that movie. I knew about it. And I was liking how it started. It was solid at first, and it is influential. I could see how it inspired movies after that, you know. Creepy. I think it lost steam in the last third of the movie, and it really ended up just being kind of an average horror movie, you know. Like, I would give it the slimmest margin of recommendation because of how influential it is, but it was not, I was a little disappointed after all the hype I've heard about that movie over the years. Yeah, I didn't think it was anything that special. I'm sure it was better at the time, but it was one of those ones where it's like Black Christmas aged well. Hellraiser aged pretty well. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, not so much. It just felt kind of like, it's kind of bland now. In this day and age, like, you can see several movies that do that concept, but better, you know. So, yeah, didn't age too well, I didn't think. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but not a bad movie. Let's see. I also saw the original Beetlejuice. This was another movie hindered by effects. The original Beetlejuice from late 80s as well. I forgot to write the year on here. But decent. It was good. The stuff I liked about it, I was kind of surprised by how little Beetlejuice is actually in the movie if you think about it. Like, you know, same thing with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, you don't see Leatherface until pretty deep into the movie. And that's kind of a cool thing. But with Beetlejuice, well, with both of those movies, they're pretty short. I think they're both about an hour and a half. So both of them, I think you don't see them until a half hour in. With Beetlejuice, it was more surprising because that's the name of the movie. So you don't even see him for like a while in that movie. And when he showed up, he's zany and fun and stuff. But it felt a little bit subdued compared to what I think they could do now. It actually made me excited for the sequel because I think, you know, as much as like I'm sure some people are like, oh, I hope they don't ruin it. I'm like, the first movie is really just it's pretty good, but it's not anything crazy, you know. I give it a 7 out of 11 Zeus Slaps, God. I thought it was cool, but it wasn't anything crazy. It was just like, and some of the effects look really bad now. Like, that was, they were doing like some computer effects, and man, it was rough. Some of those effects were rough. Like the snake when he's with the snake with the Beetlejuice head, when he turns into that snake, that looked just terrible, you know. So I think now obviously the effects would be a lot better, and I would like to see more practical effects. I wasn't big on the computer effects in there. And I'm not too big on computer effects in general. I think they usually look fake, you know? Like, there's some exceptions, I guess. But for the most part, you can tell. And it's like, you're just like, oh, wow, they did a good job at making that look almost real. That's I like practical effects, especially for like gore and stuff like that. I like the practical effects more. Horror movies, like some of those old zombie movies, the practical effects. I've seen like documentaries about how they made those, and they still look good today. Like, it still looks realistic. Terrifier used practical effects. And lately, the movies I see with the practical effects, which is just like, in Terrifier's case, they use just like meat from the store and shit. Like, for some sequences and stuff like that, and it looks real. It's like, okay, that looks like legit. And when you see like the computer animated stuff, it's like, oh yeah, that looks pretty good. But like, if you've never seen the movie Spawn has like some of the worst computer effects. They're hilariously bad. So yeah, I would recommend checking those out. You could probably find that on YouTube or something, just like Spawn computer effects. It's so bad. But yeah, Beetlejuice, I give a 7. It was good acting performances, an interesting movie, and damn, like Alec Baldwin, I had to look up if that was him, because I mean, I wasn't that familiar. That movie came out before I was born, so I wasn't super familiar with the cast. And like, he looks totally different. Like, his face is like half the size. Like, now he just has like this big ass like head, you know, and it's just like all the weight went to his head or something. He clearly gained weight, and like so much of it went to his head. His head like widened over time, you know. I think mine has done that a little too as I've aged. So I should shut up and like eat better. But yeah, he really looked like totally different then. Like, you could kind of tell it was him, but I was like, is that Alec Baldwin or Stephen Baldwin? Like, they look pretty similar. So I wasn't sure which one it was for a second, because Stephen Baldwin's head hasn't gotten that big. But Alec Baldwin's head has just like doubled in size. So yeah, that was interesting. He looks totally different. I think he's going to be in the new one, right? And it'll be interesting to see that. So like, as a ghost, you're supposed to, you would think like you would stay the same, but he's definitely going to look different. I don't know how the woman looks now, the woman who plays his wife, but yeah, it'll be interesting. Winona Ryder looks pretty much the same, so she'll probably be fine. Michael Keaton definitely looks older, but I mean, he's in all that makeup, so I think you could probably make him look pretty much the same. But yeah, Beetlejuice was pretty good. I watched a movie called Ghost World that surprised me. It was pretty good. I guess it's based on a comic. I'm not too familiar with it. So me rating it is sort of weird because I don't know how it compares to the source material. Maybe that's good though, because a lot of times when you rate something, you're rating it compared to the source material. And it's like, I don't know that source material really. So Ghost World was... it was a fun movie and it was good. And I forget who that actress is, but Scarlett Johansson's one of the main characters, Steve Buscemi. The main girl though, with the glasses, I cannot remember her name. Did she have glasses? I think she did. But anyway, the main girl in that movie, I know she was in American Beauty, which I actually hadn't seen before, but you know, that was a controversial movie because they had to get like her parents' consent. Like, she did a topless scene in there and they had to get her parents' consent. So I thought that was interesting because you don't see her around anymore. And I wondered if that was like a traumatizing thing, because that was like a movie that did really well and was like a popular movie despite the controversy. So it was sort of like odd that she's not around anymore. It makes you wonder, like, I don't know. I haven't kept up with her, but that was a pretty good movie. I give it a 7.5 out of 11. Zeus Slaps God. It's pretty damn good. I would recommend it. It's also on Tubi. It was actually on like their staff recommended list, and I liked it. Good job, Tubi staff. Some of the stuff's obvious. They have like Friday on there. Like, everyone knows Friday is good. Friday is one of those movies where I could watch it anytime and enjoy it, you know, like no matter how many times I've seen it, it's always like, it's like comforting, you know, it's a comforting experience. Friday, Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2, maybe Rush Hour 3 isn't quite as good, but I still like it. Yeah. And I don't know. That's how I felt, I guess. So the movies I saw in theaters were The Holdovers, which was good. It started a little strange for me. Maybe not strange, but I wasn't sure about it at first. I was like, I knew the concept of it and it seemed pretty interesting, but basically it's about this guy who is like, he's a teacher at a prep school and he's a dick. Like he's a pretty callous and all this, and Paul Giamatti plays him. Kurt the Hero's doppelganger. That was hilarious. Kurt the Hero does not look like Paul Giamatti, but when I did like that, who's my celebrity doppelganger thing, it popped up and it was just funny because it's like he doesn't look like him, but there's like enough of an extremely slight resemblance where it just made me laugh. It's like the worst. You don't really want to look like Paul Giamatti. No offense to him, but like, of all the actors, that's not necessarily like going to be most people's first pick. Like, oh, I'm going to get some surgery to look like Paul Giamatti. What's kind of an interesting trajectory for that guy is he's been in like, he's had some interesting roles. I feel like he's pretty well known as like a serious actor, but then he was in like that Big Fat Liar movie. Then he played the Rhino in the credit sequence of Spider-Man, and that was just awful. I mean, it's only like a minute, but that was of Amazing Spider-Man 2. It was kind of funny because like the first Spider-Man, or not the first Spider-Man, but in the first trilogy of Spider-Man, when they had Spider-Man 3 and they tried to cram all those villains in, you know, and it just didn't go well. And then they decided that, like, you know what? Let's do the same thing at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2. They just, like, show multiple villains that are, like, shittily put together. You know, Paul Giamatti as the Rhino is pretty ridiculous. Like, the Rhino is supposed to be, like, a big guy. And, like, he's just in, like, this Rhino mech suit. And it just looks so, so bad. It is hilarious, though. So, yeah. But Paul Giamatti had a good performance in this. It's an emotional movie, kind of a feel-good movie. I'd recommend it. I give it an 8 out of 11 Zeus Slabs, God. And then my favorite movie I saw this week was Dream Scenario, the new Nicolas Cage movie. It starts out, it's funny. It's one of the funnier movies I've seen in a while. The start of it, it gets dark and kind of weird at the end, and I didn't like super love the ending. It's not a bad ending. I think it's a pretty good ending, but it felt like, I think I might have done a little differently if I were going to do that movie for the ending, you know. But very good movie, very good performance by Nicolas Cage. Interesting commentary on like this world we live in of cancel culture and just like, they love you one minute, they hate you the next, and just viral culture and all that. It was interesting. I thought it was a good movie, and it was just kind of an interesting social commentary. So I give that one an 8.5 Zeus Slabs, God. That was one of the ones where, like, after I saw it in the immediate aftermath, I was thinking it was like an 8, but then it got better in my memory, which happens sometimes, you know, and I gave it another half a point. I thought it was good. I know Nicolas Cage was high on it and said it was like a masterpiece. I wouldn't quite go that far. I could see why he would say that, and I do think it's very good, but not quite masterpiece level, but maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm wrong. It's definitely unique, and that's hard to do these days, so I give it credit for that. So yeah, that's KZR Reviews. Yeah, that ate up a lot of clock. See how much of this we can fit in this next bit of time. That ate up like what I think at least 12 minutes, if not more. So my bad on that. I think that was more than 12 minutes, but yeah. I watched a lot. What can I say? So this is something that I thought of. Why do girls wear makeup at the gym if they don't want anyone to look at them? Now we all know that they do. It would be funny if like we just collectively agreed like not to look at any girls at the gym. It's like, no, we're all going to be looking down. Like, that's what I do anyway, because I don't want anyone like thinking. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. You know, I hate to do that. So I don't want them thinking that I'm staring at them or something. You know, I don't want that. So I'm not going to be doing that. But I know a lot of dudes are. I see it all the time. It's annoying for me because it's like, bro, you're going to chase all the women out of this gym. And then the rest of us normal guys can't stare at them. No, I'm just playing. I really don't stare. I'm like very conscious of that. But it kind of sucks because sometimes they're just in your line of sight and you're doing a workout. And it's like if you happen to look at them for a couple seconds, it's like they're just assuming you're staring at them. But my simple solution to this is like, don't wear makeup then. Dress, you know, you're wearing makeup. You're wearing like fucking Spanx and like you're wearing those crunchy leggings that like show your ass cheeks, actually enhance your ass cheeks. And like some of them have like butt pads in there and shit. It's like, yeah, you're doing all that. Don't look at me. It's like, you're like going out of your way to be a distraction at the gym. It's like, I'm not even, and a lot of times I don't even think people are looking because they're attracted. They're just like, what the fuck? Why do you have a full face of makeup looking like a porcelain doll, like doing fucking like heavy workouts? Like that can't be good. Yeah. And then it's kind of funny. Like the girls will go into like, there's a boxing room at most gyms, most LA Fitness anyway, that's where I go. So most LA Fitness locations or Esporta locations, Esporta, I don't know how you say it. Like, I want to say Esporta, but I think it's Esporta, which is kind of a weird name. Anyway, most of those locations have like a boxing room where they also do like the classes and stuff. So these girls will go in there for like a couple minutes, not do any workouts at all, and just be taking pictures, like looking back at their ass and stuff like that. And it's like, It's weird to me. I don't know. I've seen some dudes do that too. One guy brings like a whole tripod and it's just like flexing. It's just like so douchey, you know, but whatever. Do you, man. Enjoy yourself. Same to you, ladies. Do you? Oh, man. But yeah, if you don't want people to look at you at the gym, I think if you went as subdued as possible, that would probably be the best way. You don't have to wear like curve enhancing outfits and shit like that, you know, especially you're wearing like the ass scrunchy leggings. It's like, yeah, people are probably going to look at that. Cause for one, you're like trying to figure out, is that how her ass actually looks? Or is that like the scrunchy shit? Like, cause it looks a little off, but yeah, it's just interesting. So I just witnessed some funny shit in the comments of like Blueface's mom said she was dropping her OnlyFans on his birthday. And I don't know. There's like this, which is like, I don't know why we know all this about Blueface. It seems like a dysfunctional family and whatever. It's just like, everybody's just like, everything I've learned about this family, I've learned against my will. And it's like, I don't think most people want to know all this. Like, they're not invested. They don't want to hear this. But yet, here we are. We're subjected to Blueface. You know? So, we know, like, so much about his life. We know that, like, what his mom said, like, the man she's dating has a bigger dick than her son. Just, like, weird stuff like that. There's, like, some weird family dynamics. Certainly, possibly an Elektra complex going on over there, you know. But yeah, so in the comments anyway, there was this girl that's promoting like her OnlyFans and she's just putting videos of her sucking dick in the comments. And she's like, I need to collab with her. I need to collaborate with her. And like, I know this has been used before, but it's just funny that somebody's like, you need to collaborate with a job. Such a boomer statement, but it was just funny in the moment because it's like, it's just funny. Shout out to the ladies that don't do OnlyFans because you know you can make a lot. Even like if you're not that attractive of a girl, you could make a lot on OnlyFans. You could probably make yourself a couple racks on there, you know, make a couple thousand off of OnlyFans. Just because dudes are thirsty and lizard brained and will pay for that. Me want see fuck. Stuff like that. You know, I don't know. It's just funny. It all comes full circle, though. It all comes full circle. I seen this girl that I have literally seen her link tree, seen her sucking dick, like post like this excerpt of a Drake song, like this video. So I was forced to listen to Aubrey. And in the clip, he's talking about like, damn, Cena sucked dick on cam on a link tree link and all this, like, and talking about that. It's like, and you know, criticizing it, mocking it, and just saying like it's embarrassing, basically, essentially. I don't remember the lines, they were pretty forgettable. Damn, I can't help but to talk shit, huh? But this girl posts this as if she's like agreeing with them. Like, girl, I have actually seen you doing that. Suck dick on cam. I've seen you do it multiple times. And you're like, I don't know if you're reformed now or what, but it's just funny how you're like you'll shit on people for the same stuff that you did. Like, you did that. You actually did that. He's talking about you. And I don't know why he's doing that, because his simp ass, you know, he pays women for sex and all that. So it's just silly. But anyway, yeah. I don't care, though. I don't care, man. It's kind of a turn on when, like, there's a girl that you've imagined naked and she has an OnlyFans and you see it. It's like, maybe you've known her for a while. Some girls that I, like, went to school with and, like, you know, you're like a horny teenager and you're like, I wonder what she looks like naked. Then you get to see them naked and it's like, this is pretty lit, you know? So I don't know, like, it's not good morally, it's probably not good for their future, but in the moment it's a turn on. So what can I say? It's like, that's always better than like you just meet like a you meet a sexy girl and then you get to know her and then you see her naked. It's different when it's like somebody that you've known for years and have like a bond with, you know, and like you finally see them naked. There's just something more rewarding about it, I guess, when you gotta like earn the nudes. Something more rewarding, you know. I don't care. It's just kind of a turnoff. It's it's better than regular porn, like the stuff that where it's just like you don't know these people, even like if it's amateurs, because I'd rather watch the amateurs than like the super glossy, like high res, like, you know, it's kind of funny, like some people want this super elaborate porn. I'd rather just see like, I don't know, maybe people, I would like to see people that don't do that all the time, like where it's like, and preferably like it's like their first time and they're kind of nervous and it's like a new experience and they really are turned on by each other, but they're nervous about like they're not like seasoned cam dick suckers, you know, they're not seasoned pros at this porn game and they're just like trying it out for the first time. Like there's something fun about that where it feels more authentic than like, oh yeah, we'll pay you to fuck them, you know, like as opposed to that. It's the same type of thing, but it's like when it's like your job and you're like a professional at it, you've been doing it for years and years and it's just like another number to you. I don't know. To me, that's not as interesting. It's more fun when it's like, it feels like it's like a genuine bond that they have with someone, you know? And I know that's silly. I know it's silly, but for me, I find that more enjoyable. Maybe that's more normal. I don't know. I can't say. I'm just telling you my preference. Ruby Rose ran into her number one spender on OnlyFans. This dude blew 62K, and I think it was over the course of a month, and he blew that on content. He bought content from her, you know, and I haven't even looked. I'm sure you can get it for free on Reddit. Spoiler alert, like some of those girls will get that stuff taken down, but it'll be somewhere. It's like You paid $62K, bro. There are so many better things you could have done with that money. $62K is ridiculous. And she's not, I don't think she's going to fuck you or anything. Maybe she will. I don't know. She should for that money. Shit. Like, fool bought her like a nice car, basically, for $62K. You could get a pretty nice car for that. This fool, man, that's just crazy. That was her number one spinner on there. It's like it's a weird dynamic on there because all day, every day, they send these like mass messages about like, I wish this was your dick. I want to fuck you tonight, you know, and all this stuff. Like, I've been craving you. And like, they send all these messages, but then they don't want to meet. It's like kind of a weird thing because it's like, well, you're profiting off of like pretending you're going to meet up with people, and then that's just out of the question. Like, oh, I don't meet with fans and stuff like that. So it's just sort of it's an odd dynamic that feels wrong in a way, you know. I mean, I guess get your money, but something wrong about the lying of it morally. Something wrong about pretending. Like, yeah, I must suck this dick like it was yours or whatever. Like, I wish I was sucking your dick instead. And it's like, you don't, though. Like, you're just saying that to make money. And it's just kind of, it's just a weird dynamic. It's weird. What can I say? Well, yeah. So I know a girl dating a doctor who secretly recorded their sex. And I'm like, damn, bro's career might be ruined. And it probably should. Like, I guess he asked a few times and she said no. And then he randomly like sent her the videos of it like later on, like after that. And it's like, you can't be doing that. Like, you're a doctor. You of all people know there's like doctor patient confidentiality. You had to know like you were violating like laws with that. Makes me wonder if he like fucks with his patients like when they're out, you know. It's odd. Very weird. It's just one of those things where it's like we put doctors on a pedestal, but they could be weirdos too, you know. Like, they spent time and money in school, but like they could be weird too. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, there's some weird ass doctors out there, so be careful, ladies. There are weird doctors. Be careful, men too. Shit, honestly. Yes, I mean, sex tapes are fun, but like, they're fun to make. I've made some. They've never been released or anything. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, huh? I will deny any, if it doesn't have my face, I will deny it. I'll just say it was John C. Reilly. That's sort of an inside joke. One time I was like, I was being an idiot and I was asking like my mom, like, what celebrity do I look like? Which is just such a like, I think I was just like, feeling myself and like in the moment wanted fishing for a compliment. And she said I looked like John C. Reilly and Philip Seymour Hoffman. She picked like two of like the ugliest possible celebrities. You know, no offense to John C. Reilly. I'm sorry. I actually really like John C. Reilly. I think he's hilarious. But like, he's not exactly like the most attractive celebrity out there. So it's just a funny thing. But yeah. I don't know. Sex tapes are fun, though, but why risk the revenge porn thing? Like, you can get in a lot of trouble, like, secretly recording someone on a sex tape. Like, that's crazy to me. I wouldn't do it. And if I did do it, I certainly wouldn't send it to him and incriminate myself like an idiot. Just not very smart. It's like, sometimes that happens. Like, this guy, I'm sure, has book smarts as a doctor, but fucking clearly doesn't have the good logic, you know, and clearly has some other issues going on, because that just seems like pretty psychopathic to do that, you know. That's like the type of person that like you hear like years down the line, you hear that they like murdered 6 women and it's like, yeah, that checks out. That's fucking weird behavior, honestly, like to do stuff like that. So I don't, it's gross to me. I feel bad for her, you know. I hope that they can like resolve that. And the nice thing for her is she's even thinking like, I don't want to get him in trouble. It's like, I don't want to tell her what to do. It's totally her choice. But I'm like, fuck that fool, man. Like, that's fucking wild. Like, he should have known better than that. You know, he has tapes of you doing intimate things and you don't want them out there. Very weird. I wouldn't be okay with that. I'd be pretty pissed, honestly, if someone did that. And I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my body. If someone secretly recorded me like that, I'd feel violated. Like, you know, I wouldn't like that, honestly. It's just me. But on a more positive note, the girls that give good head are such a blessing. Thank you, ladies. I've had some phenomenal head in my life. And I appreciate you. I actually had some recently. Shout out to you. I still think about it. It's still fire. It was like, I think it was like 3 times in 4 days. And each time was amazing. I appreciate you for that. That actually sounded like clapping cheeks on because you couldn't see my hands. That was funny. I didn't even mean to do that. That was funny. I know it's partly ego, but like, I want to give you the best sex ever. Like, that's what I want to do every time. It makes me feel like more of a man when I do that. So I want to do that. That's like my goal every single time I go out there, just to excel. And fellas, there's like a squirt button, you know, I've made women squirt. I'm not going to name how many or whatever, but I've made more than one woman squirt. And I found that there's like a button that you hit. And sometimes it's better to take it out for a second and it just squirts all over. You know, it's like you could feel the pressure, though. It's like pushing you out. It's very interesting. You know, I love the female body so much. Shout out to you beautiful ladies out there. And shout out to the ugly ones. I got to shout you out, too. All the pretty girls are always getting shout outs. We got to shout out the ugly ones, too. So. Yes. Yes, ladies. You know, it is funny, though. You just got to hit it the right way and like, you're welcome. there's a beautiful girl, you know, New Jack Star. And she, you know, she had like the type of body that girls Photoshop, you know, ass and titties, slim, tall, like just beautiful girl. Pretty face, of course. And she would say stuff to me like, I love how you stay hard for me. And I'm like, girl, you make it super easy. Like, you have like a banging body. Like, your body's crazy. I didn't say all this, probably should have, but it's like, you make it easy. And I think she dated like some older guys that had like ED and stuff, and it's like just kind of funny. It's like, yeah, of course I'm hard for this. Like, anytime. But yeah, man, it was just funny. I got a lot to work on this, man. I spent more time in Long Beach lately, and I love the city, you know. And I don't want to leave, honestly. So I'm a little down about that, but we'll see what happens in the future. What am I going to do? I want to keep this one shorter, so I think I'm just going to cut some of this content. Let's run it real quick. KZR Rose Boards. The 49ers beat up the Eagles 42-19. Brock Purdy, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Debo, 2 touchdowns. Debo was talking trash about Philly. And man, not so easy when it's not the 4th-string QB out there, huh? Huh, Philly? All the shit they talked. Motherfuckers, you got destroyed. The game wasn't even as close as that score. Y'all got the benefit of some questionable calls. And don't talk about that damn Ayuk. That wasn't a catch by Ayuk. Bro, they scored six touchdowns. What about the other 5? They scored like all those unanswered points. It wasn't one play. And really, you mean to tell me like that they couldn't have made another similar play? I think it was a catch, but let's say that they rule it not a catch. They would have made another play like that, or they would have ran it in. So you're only prolonging the inevitable, which is you getting stomped out. Bama snuck into the college football playoff picture. The Florida State fans are mad. I get it, but they didn't play anyone. You know, Bama won the more difficult conference, and I think everyone would rather see Bama than Florida State. The Lakers are still getting it together. Crazy fans want to fire the coach. Lakers fans are hilarious but annoying sometimes. Like, I'm a Lakers fan, but I see it. It's like they want to fire the coach. They went to the Western Conference Finals last year. They're above 500 this year so far, and they want to fire the coach. It's like, bro, give it some damn time. You got all these new pieces, and a lot of them are hurt. We haven't even seen – like, let's see what they look like when they're healthy. Jeez. So boxing's in a weird place without network support, but we will see what the future holds. You know, we're just going to have to see. I love the sport of boxing, and I hope it excels. And that's it for your sports this week. And let's get into the mind of Grav. I'm going to freestyle because we're running out of time on here. So here we go. This is the way that I executed. Soon as I spit, y'all electrocuted. Expect the nuisance to keep increasing. You know I go so deep when beasting. I got that electricity. I'm the best in history. You can't F with me and my effervescence. You should expect the blessings to keep growing, cause I'm deep flowing, getting deep pockets, and I keep rockets. In every verse, you get shredded up first, and then I mince you. Turn you into ground beef. Now you found me as one of the greatest to ever do it. You could say whatever, stupid, but I'm still here, still building, ill killing any opponent that you can put against me. You know I turn them into mincemeat. Grav. Thank y'all for listening. Appreciate it. Much love, much respect. And yeah, until next time, this is Life in Zero Gravity. Be on the lookout for much more content forever.